USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is it's a disgrace.
That's Vice President Mike Pence talking about the anonymous op-ed supposedly written by a Trump appointee and published last week by the New York Times. Pence goes on to tell CBS,
I think the author of the anonymous editorial and, frankly, the New York Times should be ashamed. But it seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
And while the op-ed claims there have been discussions about removing President Trump from office, Pence says he's never been involved in any and hasn't heard of any taking place within the administration. Tropical storm Florence expected to become a hurricane later today and likely to hit the U.S. East Coast in about 5 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Steelworkers around the nation are preparing for a possible strike against U.S. Steel. Locals voting this past week to authorize a strike against the Pittsburgh-based steel company if a new contract can't be reached. A contract with around 16,000 United Steelworkers union members ended on the 1st of September, and the union says workers should get a better offer, especially with steel profits surging after President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel imports. The strike authorization means the union will give a 48-hour notice before any work stoppage. Former President Barack Obama suddenly back in campaign mode, urging Democrats to get out and vote in the midterm elections, saying at a rally in California yesterday,
when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A family-run daycare business in California is allegedly a front for human trafficking. We get more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Four members of a California family are facing 59 counts of human trafficking, rape, and labor abuse. Investigators say workers at the care centers were held against their will, not paid minimum wage, and physically and psychologically abused. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says the family targeted members of the Filipino community living in the U.S. illegally.
It was the workers who helped bring this case to light, and it is the workers who are the greatest victims of Rainbow Bright and its operations.
A raid of the Rainbow Bright Daycare Center Friday recovered 14 illegal assault-style weapons and a loaded gun found within easy reach of children. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Six-time U.S. Open women's tennis winner Serena Williams coming up short this year, losing to Naomi Osaka 6-2, 6-4. During the match, Williams receiving two violations, including on the second, the loss of a point, at which she ripped the umpire, calling him a thief. Williams did have a chance to make some big history, as a victory would have given Serena her 24th career Grand Slam singles title, tying her with the all-time record held by Australia's Margaret Court.